From Washington, VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington. The International Criminal Court has sentenced former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba to 18 years in prison for leading a campaign of rape and murder in neighboring Central African Republic. ICC Judge Silvia Steinbrenner of Brazil said Bemba failed to exercise control over his private army, which in 2002 and 2003 carried out sadistic rapes, murders, and pillaging of particular cruelty. Here are the crimes he stands convicted of.
Murder is a war crime, 16 years of imprisonment. Murder is a crime against humanity, 16 years imprisonment. Rape is a war crime, 18 years of imprisonment.
Bemba's conviction is the first time the ICC has issued a conviction for rape as a war crime and a crime against humanity. Bemba was also the first to be held directly responsible for his subordinates' crimes. His Movement for the Liberation of Congo, or MLC, entered CAR in order to assist the forces of then-President Ange-Félix Patissé to fight a rebel movement. An Egyptian court declared today that handing control of two islands in the Red Sea to Saudi Arabia is illegal. The transfer of Tiran and Sanfir was included in April in a maritime border agreement with Saudi Arabia. The Egyptian government said Saudi Arabia had legal and historic sovereignty over the islands and it was simply returning the kingdom's territory, but the decision was met with protests and outrage. An official said the protests could damage relations. This is VOA News. The Islamic State continues to push back into Syria, where at least six Jordanian border guards were killed today and several more wounded in a bomb attack outside a Syrian refugee group. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Cairo.
The Jordanian army says a car bomb on Syria's border with Jordan killed six troops and injured 14 more early Tuesday morning in an attack near a makeshift Syrian refugee camp. No group has claimed responsibility for the bombing, but some analysts say the increased frequency of attacks in Jordan is a sign that the violence in Syria is spreading. Hours after the attack, Jordan's King Abdullah vowed to strike with an iron fist anyone who threatens Jordan or its borders. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
Presidential hopes of the Republican presumptive nominee hit a few bumps in the road on Monday. Donald Trump's campaign fired manager Corey Lewandowski, the controversial campaign manager who had somewhat volatile relationships with members of the national media. Most notably, he was under fire for manhandling a female reporter during a Florida primary earlier this year. Shortly after his firing, one of the campaign advisors who heads up communications for Trump's caucus team sent out a picture from the movie The Wizard of Oz of a house sitting on top of witch's feet saying, "Ding dong, the witch is dead," in an apparent reference to Lewandowski's firing. That advisor has since resigned. Also, according to documents filed with the Federal Elections Commission on Monday, the money race is not going Trump's way. Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton raised more than $26 million in May and began this month with $42 million in the bank. By contrast, the Trump campaign had just $1.3 million and raised $5.6 million in May, beginning this month with $2.4 million and spent $6.7 million. By comparison, President Barack Obama's campaign committee spent $775 million to get him reelected. According to partial transcripts on Monday, the gunman who killed 49 patrons of an Orlando, Florida nightclub June 12th called himself an Islamic soldier and threatened to strap hostages into explosive vests during phone calls with authorities. Lee Bentley is the U.S. attorney involved in the investigation of the worst U.S. mass shooting.
We wanted to release the transcripts at this time so that the public would have a better idea of the timeline during the morning hours of June 12th, and also so that you would have a better idea of what the law enforcement officers on the ground were dealing with when they made the decision to enter the nightclub.
Again, authorities initially released redacted comments from the 911 tapes, but eventually released the full account of Omar Mateen's calls to 911. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.